ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
You're welcome. It's another Wednesday, and we just look together. Wednesday, beautiful exchange service. It's a time to look together at the basics of our faith. Faith is absolute trust and confidence in the Lord, in His word, knowing that the one who inspired this word is, number one, is faithful. Number two, is just. Number three, is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. It's another beautiful Wednesday evening when we just look at the basics of the Word of God that is applicable to our families, applicable in our work with this God, applicable whether we are pursuing a career path or we are running a business enterprise. Tonight, I just want to just tell us the bit about faith, the principle of faith. Like we said last week, and the other Wednesday, it was a question of how do we apply the Word of God to our life? How do we enjoy the blessings of God, which the Bible already said they are yes and amen in Christ Jesus? How practical that to our everyday life? And we looked at many aspects of that, the need for us to believe in these promises of God. So today, I want us to look at what I call the ABC of faith. Faith is that overwhelming confidence in God. How does this faith work? What are the basics of it? What are the things that can guide us if anyone wants to walk their faith in God? What are the basic things that we can hold to our heart in our day-to-day conversation, in our day-to-day experiences as we live our lives? Open your Bibles with me tonight to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. I read about two verses of scripture. Mark chapter 4, verse 30 to 32. It says, and he said, that's Jesus speaking here, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is the fear of God. That's God's domain of authority. And in today, the kingdom of God is within us. In today's world, the kingdom of God is about His word, His integrity, His promises, which are yes for us in amen. How God operates, how He looks at things. And if you read the scriptures, you see God's mind concerning the family, concerning our finances, concerning our health, concerning our walk with Him, concerning how to run the race of life. So when you put all these things, it's talking about a king and his domain of authority. So Jesus said here, what shall we liken the kingdom of God? What can we compare it to? He said, with what parable can we picture it? Verse 31, he said, it's like a mustard seed, which when it is sown on ground, is smaller than all the seeds of the earth. By the side, the mustard seed, it's fragile. It looks sometimes it can be like something that is invisible almost to the eyes. But the Bible talks about it. You know, there was that illustration of a gathering one day where they put the mustard seed on the table, and an 85-year-old woman, in the bid to just understand what the mustard seed looks like, 85-year-old, as she just bent down to just have a look at it out of they just find out that the whole mustard seed that was placed on the table, they just was blown away by just the breath of that 85-year-old woman. So it's nothing significant. It's nothing tangible. So Jesus said, the way the things of this kingdom works is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown on the ground is smaller than any other seeds of the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs and shoots out large branches so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. So the things of the kingdom. So faith is like that mustard seed. And it may look so at the onset insignificant. It may look like something that is not readily tangible or visible in the eyes. But when we exercise it, when it is sown, he said it grows up. So faith is not instant or instantaneous. Faith is progressive. So we put our confidence in God, his words, and we begin to see results line upon line, precept upon precept. So it's not something that is give me now, or we know that faith is now because we have to put our confidence in God, his word. It's like that mustard seed. But when we are putting our confidence in the first instant, it may not be readily be tangible. It may not readily, we may not be able to figure it out. So faith is actually an action. It's a continuous thing. Faith is our belief, is our action, is result. But faith is also a fight. Because when you plant a seed, you don't just leave it to grow on its own. You plant, you nurture, you weed out. Sometimes you water. But at the end of the day, what we are looking at is that it must yield the required fruit, and then it must become contagious. Where Jesus said here, he said, it's greater than all the herb, it shoots out large branches, so that the birds of the air may nest under its table. So faith is contagious. Faith attracts. So today, we just look briefly at that, the basics of our faith. Every believer in Christ who have put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, they have a measure of faith. A measure of faith. That confidence. Faith, we are saved by faith. So it's that confidence. Even though we have not seen the good life in Christ Jesus, but we exercise our faith. So there is the natural faith, there is the spiritual faith. But today, we just want to look at that ABC. A stands for accept. Is accept. The promises of God for us, they are yes and amen. So we must accept it. He said, blessed be God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So the number one fundamental thing is accept God and his word. Every promise of God for us, they are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Accept it. Accept it as your own personal reality. He said, I am the Lord who gives you power to get where. Deuteronomy 8:18. Accept that as your reality. God empowered his people to prosper. He says he delights in our prosperity. Accept it. He said, I am the Lord who heals all your diseases. Accept that as your reality. He said, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Accept it. We are born in Christ Jesus to be victorious. We are born as overcomer. We are born to lead, to guide, and to reign as kings on the earth. Romans 5:17, he said, those who through abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness that God gives through our Lord Jesus Christ, he said their destiny is to reign in Christ. So we must accept the promises of God in the Bible as yes and amen in our own lives. He said God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7, we must accept it. We must accept that this is God's word. We must accept that God does not lie. He's not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23, 19. We must accept that Hebrews 13 here, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has dealt with the patriarch when the time passed. In Hebrews 11, 3, the Bible says, for by this faith, this fundamental acceptance of the promises of God, is that the elders, the elders obtain a good testimony. They obtain a good testimony that God can be trusted, God can be relied on. They obtain a good testimony that it pays to serve God. There's nothing at loss in it. When we give our heart, when we yield ourselves to God to be used of Him, there is no loss in that. So we accept it. So A stands for acceptance. B stands for believe. Believe. When you believe something, it means you have placed trust, you have placed confidence, you have placed, it's like a state of abandonment. On and when you believe something, you believe based on the integrity of that thing. In other words, you look at the character of that thing. I'm sitting on a seat. I've been sitting on my seat. I mean, this is the seat that I use in the studio here. So I believe that this seat can contain my weight. I've sat on it because this seat is serviced regularly anyway. So there is that confidence that each time I need to take this posture of sitting down, I believe it will contain my weight. So it's the same thing. Faith is that substance when we keep feeding. I will get to that. How do you feed your faith? I will get to it at the end of this message. But A, when we believe. If I'm sitting on this chair now and I know that it can contain my weight, it doesn't matter for how long I've been using this chair, but I believe also in the technical competence of the person who services this chair. Except something extraordinary goes out of place, maybe a destruction or something fell upon this chair. Each time, as long as the maintenance is done, as long as care is taken, each time I sit with confidence. I sit with a sense of reliability that this will contain my weight. It's the same thing. When we walk closer with God, when we believe, accept His promises as being yes and amen for us in Christ Jesus, there is a kind of, it elicits a kind of trust from our heart. We can say the one who promised, it will never fail. We can say, let us come boldly unto His throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16. We can say we can obtain His mercy. We can find grace that will help us in times of our need. So we believe it. I believe I am healed. I believe I am prosperous. I believe my life is making progress. I believe this life God has preserved so that I can be an ambassador for Christ. I believe that this life will make an impact in this generation. I believe this life we preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that belief informs our decisions. That belief informs our action. Paul says something that is very outstanding, talking about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, or talking about the word of God, the principle of this kingdom. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, he said, I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed that this is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. So I am not ashamed because I have accept it as the reality of my life. And I have believed the one who has spoken this word. I believe his integrity. He says, for example, in Psalm 138, verse 2, he said he has exalted these words above his name. So I believe it. That informs my response in faith. That informs my response in love. That informs the fact that every of my action, I place my trust and confidence in him. That informs the fact that the one who has promised will never change. That informs the fact that God will never mismanage my life. And that's a confession, a great confession. I say it all the time. It doesn't matter what the challenges of life, what life may throw at me or may throw at us, or God will never mismanage our lives. Someone needs to get that. You say, oh, why are you so sure? The Bible talks about this principle in Hebrews. It said, those who come to God, Hebrews 11:6, must believe that he is. So that's the belief. God is. Isaiah 55 verse 11 says, he watches over his word to perform it. But so we must believe that God is. And then secondly, he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Where is your heart is a question today. If you really, really believe this word, you have accepted this as the word of God to you, you believe it, hey, what happens is the seed, you will confess this word. Confession, that's another principle. A lot of people accept, a lot of people believe. But when it comes to this confession, a lot of us, we show forth of our responsibility in this area. And so it's the principle of faith is in those three dimensions. You accept it. This is God's word. You believe it. And Jesus has paid the price for us. And then you confess it. What's the confession? Is aligning your action, aligning your words with what God has said. He says, for example, by his stripes, ye were healed. It's not that he's just going to heal you. You were healed. The truth is that if you are healed, that's where God sees it. All I have to do is to accept it, is to believe it, and make it my own reality by confessing it. So, confession. So, Jesus highlighted it. He said that it's like a mustard seed because it's a process. Is an action, is a mustard seed. It may look as an insignificant seed, maybe sometimes not visible to the ear, but we need to eyes, but we need to plant it. And once we plant it, we begin to water it. We accept it, we believe it, we water it with our confession. We are not bragging, we are not saying something independent of God. You know how Paul described it in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ. Not I can do all things by myself. Because the life doesn't work that way. Zechariah 4:6, it is not by power, it is not by mind, but by my spirit, says the Lord. He said, for by strength shall no man prevail. So 1 Samuel 2:9 and 10. So we hold on to our confession of faith. We hold on. In Hebrews chapter 12, it says, let us look on, verse 2, let us look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So faith is not instantaneous as it is, or as we may have made it to look. Faith is not claiming, getting, and then you get it instead. Faith is not, there is a process. As a matter of fact, in the process, there is a fight. Because the word of God will be tried. But you have to stand. That's what the Bible says. Stand therefore. Ephesians 6:10. It says, finally be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And so there is warfare to want to question the validity of this word. So, but ABC of it is accept it, believe it, and then you confess it. So, as I close today, people ask questions. So how do I have faith? How do I exercise my faith? Number one, study the word of God. Study the word of God. If you want to develop confidence in God, faith, absolute trust in God in any area, there are areas of our lives. In Luke 2:52, Jesus highlighted those four areas while he was here on earth. The Bible says Jesus grew in wisdom. Jesus grew in stature, he had favor with God and with man. So if you highlight the way our life runs, so sometimes it's our family life, sometimes it's our walk with God, sometimes it's our career, sometimes it's our business enterprises, the word of God has answers. So How do you walk in faith? How do you do that? You just study the word. 2 Timothy 2:15, he says, study. When I say study, I mean study. You read, you meditate, you memorize, then you seek to apply it. You yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. So if you have any area of your life that you need faith to pump up the volume of your faith, you have to study the word. You study the Bible. You read everything that has been written in Christian library concerning that subject matter. And then you apply yourself to it, because it's of no use reading, studying, meditating without wanting to put the word into action. So number one, you study the word. Number two, you do the word. A lot of the times we study. What the Bible says in James 1, 22, it said, be ye doers of the word, not just hearer. It said, because if we are not doers, we are deceiving our own selves. So we must do the word of God. I say this a lot to people who require counseling in any area of life. The first question that I think is noteworthy, if someone has an issue and that is requiring an answer, the first thing to do is to study, do the word, make a commitment to do the word. You must be ready to do the word. You must. What we do is what we will do. When we do the word, we have results from the word of God. And number three, maintain a prayer life. If you want your faith, you want to walk or exercise your faith, you study the word, you are committed to do the word, and then you maintain a prayer life. Prayer life is conversation with God. That's what that means. A life that constantly commune in fellowship with the Father. The word Father means, or the word Abba Father means the source. God is the source of life. So we have decisions to make. We need clarity in business. We need light to be shed in dark areas, maybe of our lives, of our work, of our families. Hey, maintain a prayer life. You know what the Bible says in Jeremiah 33, verse 3? It says, call unto me and say, I will answer. So God on his own part, if you can just learn to call, he will answer, because that is his word, that is his promise. So maintain a prayer life, maintain that. It's a thriving fellowship where the character of God, we open ourselves that the character of God, we call it the fruit of the Spirit, will be imparted, we will cultivate it. And then lastly today, walk in love, walk in love, walk in love. Unforgiveness blinds. Resentment is not the language of the kingdom of God. Hatred is not the language of the kingdom. So life will throw us stuff to be able to, put pressure on the world that we have studied or the world we want to do. So as we maintain that prayer life, God calls our attention to it. And then as we go from the place of prayer, the way it works is that we will see opportunity to practice the word. And one of the ways that the devil wants to truncate people's faith walk or the development of that mustard seed from generating into a contagious seed or a life of blessing is to put people in the realm of all forgiveness, walk in love, forgive people. Forgive them of their wrongdoing. And I mean, this is the way I would like to put it. You may be the one who is right today, but hey, as life turns, you may be the one who is wrong tomorrow. And if you have not learned to give mercy, you may not readily receive mercy from people. But God has shown us the way of forgiveness, the way that we can make things work. And so what do we have to do? Forgive. The Bible says it, forgive your enemies if you have one. Do good to those who despitefully use you. Then you are taking on the nature of your Father in heaven. Thank you for being part of our service today. We like to say we love you, we appreciate you.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,